Hello, welcome to Stonewall Podcast. This week, you find us in matching outfits. Mm. We have matching Slimming World jumpers and also a headband, of course, matching. We are black leggings, not that you could see that. But we are on YouTube this week, as well as all the usual places you listen to us. So you have the choice to watch or listen to us. If you're new to the podcast, well, the next few weeks you're going to get to meet us a few more times, so enjoy the ride. Today, though, we're going to have a little bit of fun because we're feeling silly, we're feeling festive. If you know us on the podcast, we're definitely good at being silly.
Mm-hmm. We also love carbohydrates and potatoes, so we thought bring the silliness with the carbs, and we're bringing you the ultimate roast potato, Slimming World style.
Now, I'm Claire, this is Anna. I mean, I was going to say, if we had to call ourselves a specific species of potato, which species would you be? Variety, not species.
It's been a long day.
Would you be a Tesco finest baby potato?
No, I'd be a nice fluffy Maris Piper. That's what I'd be. What would you be?
Oh, or maybe a sweet potato, because me.
Do I?
I'm sweet. I can't even think of something
I'm
funny
sweet.
To say. Right, before this gets really cringeworthy, today we're doing something that's very important at this time of year, because Christmas is around the corner, in case you didn't realise. And one of the most important things on the Christmas menu is getting a roast potato right. So we're looking at how can you food optimise this? And it turns out, with a bit of investigation, Anna, there are multiple food optimising ways to do a roast potato. So you have delved into the archives, into the recipes, into the blog, and come up with not one, not two, but three.
Three types of roast potato. And I take this very seriously because I think a roast potato is the centre stone to any good Christmas dinner. Like, seriously. But a good potato just makes the heart happy and the tummy happy. But again, you might need a few expert tips and hints to make these crispy but fluffy in the middle.
Yeah, well, you know what? A few years ago, we did an episode on the podcast called Potatoes, and it was the most listened to episode for that year. So we know what we're talking about when it comes to potatoes.
And I think potatoes, for me, are my safe food. They're my comfort food. They're my go-to food. And because they're a free food, they're unlimited. And I know when I fill up on these, I'm satisfied physically and psychologically. So it's a win-win for weight loss and satisfaction.
Okay, so for those who aren't watching, let's just talk through what we've got here. So we've got a trusty potato peeler.
Yes.
We have our local cooking spray. What else? We have measuring spoons. We have salt and pepper. We have thyme, rosemary.
I've got Marmite, an ingredient you might not assume goes with potatoes, but this is a secret weapon to a cracking roast potato.
Now, I thought I know how to do roast potatoes, but I'm just going to go to this with an open mind.
Okay. It's really important you have an open mind when it comes to cooking in a different way, isn't it? Because how I learn, I'm from a big Jewish family, I learned to make roast potatoes with lots of fat, lots and lots and lots of fat. And actually, you don't need that to get a good roast potato. I think it's really key, the choice of the potato and then the method that you decide to use. But I think there's some fundamentals that we need to get started with, and that is parboiling. Are you a parboiler, Claire?
Oh, that's a tough one, because one of the other favourites in our house is Slimming World chips.
Oh, love a chip.
And if I'm honest, I can't be bothered.
Oh, you see, I used to be a girl that couldn't be bothered, and then I found the absolute difference in parboiling and not. You will get a fluffy inside and a crispy outside if you parboil.
A fluffy inside.
And a crunchy outside.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a tagline.
No, but it's key, because I think where I've gone wrong is I've missed out a step and thought I can't be bothered. And then I've had slightly not as good roast potatoes. But when I tried in preparation to make these, I followed the recipe to the T. And my little girl said, "Mummy, they are banging potatoes. So what more could you want?"
Okay, right. So we have taken a bit of initiative to begin the process, so it's not too boring if you're following along. We have peeled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six potatoes.
Now, the idea of this is we're going to cut them all into the same size so that they cook at the same time. So,
oh, now that is clever. I'm never that careful.
But you don't want a potato, a very small one that's got nearly burnt to the bottom, and then a slightly bigger one that, you know, is fluffy inside but not at all crispy on the outside.
Well, should I do the chopping whilst you tell us what you're doing?
So what we're doing here is we're going to chop these potatoes into potatoes of the same size, and then we're going to parboil for 6 to 8 minutes in boiling water. You could add a little bit of stock if you wanted to add some extra flavour. So cutting these up into the same size is really key. Then you are going to pop them into cold water because it's a root vegetable, and you're going to parboil for 6 to 8 minutes. Now, it's really key that the parboiling is so that they're not fully cooked, but they are soft so that the crisping process can happen. And really also important, when you drain them, you give them a shake. You bash them about. You need to bash up a potato. Do you know why it's key to bash up a potato, guys?
Why is it key? You need to bash up a potato, Anna.
Because you get a crispy edge when you bash them up a bit, because you've got little edges, whereas these are very flat. Bash them up, there's more to catch the heat and make them crispy.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, you need a potato like a Maris Piper because they do give you a little bit of fluffiness, okay? So we're chopping these up. I'm going to grab the pan so you can pop these in. Now, we're going to do two different types of potato. We're going to do some with just 1 cal cooking spray, salt and pepper. And then what we're going to do with the others is we're going to add some fresh thyme and some fresh rosemary, because this will just give a little bit of more flavour into it. You can either put it in between the potatoes or you could pop it in with it. So I'm going to pop these into the pan. So we're going to do 6 to 8 more minutes boiling, then take them out and give them a good old shake.
It's interesting that they say do it from cold water to boil.
Yes.
Because then I guess the poor little potato, I don't know, gets used to it. He eases himself in rather than straight into boiling. Like, what? I wonder what that...
For me, I don't think that's the reason, but it could be. It's about root vegetables, isn't it? They cook better from cold up to heat. A lovely chef taught me that in my group, because I just used to whack everything into boiling water and hope for the best. I don't know about you, I never knew there was any sort of difference.
No.
But root vegetables, we should be doing in cold water. Claire, you've done very well making these the shape.
I feel like I'm under scrutiny.
Oh, bless you. Now, you see, these are quite small, so they're not going to lead as long.
I thought you were going to get your flipping ruler out.
Well, I mean, look at the disparity. But again, what you need to look at when you're cooking these, if they are smaller, they won't need as long in the oven. If you were going to do ones like that size, they would need a little more time, wouldn't they? So we're going to parboil all these up.
There's a bit of a mythology about whether you leave skins on or skins off as well, because it often says with lots of slimming wool recipes, leave the skins on.
Well, you get the fibre, don't you, in the skin. So the next type of roast potato, we're parboiling them together, and we're going to do Marmite ones, we're going to do plain salt and pepper, and the rosemary ones. So I'm going to talk you through what we do with the Marmite, because this is something that blew my mind.
Should I get some water on and get these
going? You could, yes. Are you a Marmite girl?
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of people don't necessarily like Marmite. Now, Marmite is the secret ingredient. What we're going to do with this is we're going to add 1 level tablespoon to some of the boiling water from the potatoes, and then mix all the potatoes in the Marmite mixture and then bake them in the oven. Now, you are a fan of a Marmite potato. They are so intense in flavour, but so crispy, aren't they, Claire? It really makes a huge difference. So something you might not have thought of, but it's going to add that extra flavour and texture difference. With the 1 cal cooking spray with these potatoes, we're going to coat. I like to coat the pan and then coat the potatoes and then mix it all up. And don't be afraid to keep using that fry light, because it is free and you will get a more kind of crispy outside the more of that you use. But let me show you about these ones. So these are new potatoes.
Mm.
And you can do these with standard potatoes, but I like doing it with new. These are Hasselback potatoes. So quite simply, what you're going to do is you're going to chop these potatoes with a little slit. Now, I like to put in mine just a little sprig of rosemary. So you're going to cut them up and then put a sprig of rosemary. She says you're going to wedge it inside if you want to. So she can't wedge it inside.
I'll help,
and then cover these in fry light. And literally, that might be a better way to do it. Stick the sharp bit on the bottom.
She's not going to burn them. I get it kind of deeper.
So again, you could do this just by laying it on the side, chopping it on the side. Cover those in fry light with your salt and your pepper. Look, she's getting right
in there. It's Willard!
It is. But again, you could nestle these if these aren't quite... You can't quite... There you go.
It's nearly cut, though.
How many podcast presenters do you need to wedge in a bit of rosemary into a potato? So these, what we're going to do with these, we're going to cover these in fry light.
And then teamwork.
Bake these for about 30 to 35
bake
minutes.
Bake them.
Bake them. Yeah, roast them. Now, you could do these in the air fryer. Do bear in mind, if you're going to do them in the air fryer, it would be a slightly quicker process. So however you want to cook them. You are a...
you are a fan of the... I just stuck in that one.
You're a fan of the air fryer, aren't you, Claire? Are you laughing at my rosemary stuffing? Okay. Are you?
This one is not working. No. I'm going to say the Marmite one I'm very excited about.
Yeah, but these, you're going to see these when they come out. Now, tell me how you would cook your roast potatoes. Are you an air fryer girl? Are you an oven girl?
Ooh. Oh, that worked well, didn't it? Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it, with Hasselback? They are a hassle to me.
Yes. Someone told me about hedgehog potatoes.
Can I just say mine? What I have been trialling, which I heard in my group, was using tinned potatoes.
Oh, now we're talking. Tin potatoes.
Because they're kind of skipping that parboiling, and you can just get on with it.
Yes.
And I have tried sticking them in an air fryer. It's a bit harder to put things like Marmite on because they kind of, I don't know, they burn at the bottom of an air fryer basket.
Yes.
Whereas I think in a tray bake in an oven, it sizzles and you can, and you open the oven and you're like,
They go really crispy though, don't
they? There's something about a potato that makes me so happy.
A little tip if you're doing potatoes, tin potatoes, shake them up in that tin because you want to roughen up those edges so you get the crispiness. So I have already got in the oven some of these that I made earlier.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I've made some Hasselback, some Marmite and some rosemary and thyme.
Well, I was going to say, while they're parboiling and we're just waiting for them to warm up, I feel like this is a suitable time, seeing as we're dressed for the party, that we should provide some light entertainment for a few moments.
Okay, how would you like that to go?
They're going to play some music and we're going to do some silly things and dance just for a little moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, I'm going to start with my Marmite ones. Again, look at the colour on these. I'm so excited. So, these are the ones that we have covered in the Marmite with some of the potato water. So, it's got the starch in it. And I really think that helps with the crispiness. I defy anyone not to like these. And even if you're not a Marmite fan, these are beautiful.
Okay, right. Let's just flip these.
Flip these. Oh, she's got a... asbestos thing. Oh, like it?
It's all right.
Okay.
It's all right.
So these are the ones that have been done with a little bit of rosemary and fry light, and these are our Hasselback ones with the rosemary in it.
Let's get these out of the way. I want to get trying some of this. Move that. Let's get it in. All right, then. So the recipes for these... talk us through, if people want to try these recipes, where they can find
them. So you can see a video of how to make the Marmite ones on our YouTube channel. Also, it's on the blog. These roast potatoes, Slimming World Style, are on the app and on the website as well. And so are the Hasselback.
Okay, I see here you can, like the thyme, or is it rosemary, has kind of gone a little bit more in.
Yes, you see it does work. Right, what are you trying first?
I don't know. I just want to admire. I want to do like a MasterChef. Like, yes. Well, I can see her.
Smell it.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
still like
drawn to the Hasselbacks because I know the hassle that it takes to make it.
Very, very true. Whereas I'm drawn to the Marmite. If you like a twiglet, do you like a twiglet? Like a twiglet.
I wouldn't say it's up there as my favourite, but of the ones that I've tried, Marmite roast potatoes have always been a staple for me.
Totally.
I think it's because it kind of, depending on how much liquid you put in, you can play with what works for you.
Yeah.
You can make it a bit, I don't know, well, the more sticky, crispy.
This is what I thought about these. These are sticky. See, I would serve up all three of these with my dinner. I think they'd go well, all three of them. Oh, she's doing the taste test. Hot. Are we giving us a thumbs up? For a Hasselback potato.
Oh, considering that isn't parboiled and that's just been baked, it's so smooth on the outside And it's nice and like fluffy potato on the inside, but then afterwards you get like the flavour of all the herbs and things.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've got to taste all three of them now to compare and tell me what the winner is.
Well, what a job this is.
I know, it's a tough at the top, isn't it? What are we thinking? Hasselback, what would you give it out of 10?
I mean, the smell of this. You know how like people say you often eat through your nose as well, which is a bit of a weird
way
to say it.
Great way to Oh, have you ever watched MasterChef and just thought, I really want to eat what they're eating? This is what I'm feeling right now. Oh, it's like waiting for the scores on Strictly Come Dancing, isn't it? Give this a 10.
Mm. Again, it's got that like fluffiness in it, which I guess is what you get from the parboiling. Mm. And then the flavour hits you afterwards.
Yeah. What would you say is better so far? You're going for a hassle, aren't you?
I suppose because I have Marmite potatoes a lot, that's something different for me, and that's got different flavours, but it can depend on maybe what we're eating with as well,
the mood,
because if you've got something that's very herby and spicy already that's accompanying the potatoes, or the potatoes accompanying it, then maybe you wouldn't want double.
Yes, true.
But if you've got something that has is a little bit more plain for your main, then maybe this is just gives you that little bit of woo. And also I'd say if you've got guests, they're always going to win, aren't they?
Yes.
They look good.
And you can pimp up a Hasselback. I've done them with cheese in it. I've done it with some ham in it. There's loads of different ways you can pimp up your Hasselback.
Can I just say, right, there's so many different ways that you can buy potatoes these days, yeah? You can buy those skinny fries.
Yeah.
You know, you can buy them jacket, all the different ways. But what someone has not invented, this is a business idea, is bought ready-made Hasselback potatoes.
Oh, I think you can get ready-made Hasselbacks.
Where?
Yeah, but I think they're smothered in butter, babe.
Oh,
yeah,
see?
That's why they're not on your radar.
This is a business opportunity out there. Maybe we could campaign to get Slimmer World to get it on the Iceland range or something.
Hasselback! Hasselback!
Right,
last one. Come on. Okay. Go for a crispy one.
These look way more crispy, I've got to say.
Sniff.
Doesn't smell of anything.
Oh, did you hear that crisp? Oh, hello.
Oh, man.
Oh, crispy.
That has got a completely different texture.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
That is, I was going to say that was the one I was least excited about, but the crispiness on that, why is it so crispy? What is different about this?
I shook them. I shook them in the pan, parboiled, and then smothered them in fry light. Yeah. Right. And the key was about 180, but for that 35, 40 minutes. So don't try and blast the heat because then you kind of get that burnt texture. Just let them naturally. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's where I would wonder whether you could play and if your oven was already being used for other things.
Yes.
Could you actually finish these ones in your air fryer and still get that same kind of
vibe? Oh, I've done them in the air fryer, definitely. But just remember the heating settings on an air fryer, you're going to go lower, aren't you, as opposed to an oven.
Wow. I mean, yeah, this is like, it's so rare, you know, when you kind of get locked into your way of doing things and, I don't know, maybe your mom taught you that or your gran taught you that and you've got that fixed, especially like around Christmas time. We get locked into, you know, those traditions, don't we, of, well, it, you know, a roast potato isn't a roast potato without gallons of oil. We can't separate those things.
Yeah.
But actually, there are some choices that we can make in the next few weeks as the run-up to Christmas that can be as simple as just swapping out the oil and maybe switching it for one of these recipes instead.
Well, you've got to think, these are unlimited because we've used one cow cooking spray and Marmite, whereas a potato done in oil for the average size potato is going to be at least two zins. So again, it's swapping those things out. You've still got your roasties, they're just cooked in a different way. And for me, a plate of these is like heaven.
To be honest, I would eat a whole plate of those just as a meal.
But you can, they're a free food and they're a safe food, and that's really key at this time of year, is really monopolising on those free foods for that filling power.
I mean, when you first started looking into how we could do this episode, you came up with, what was it, like 9 different versions?
Yeah, well, I work with a gorgeous team of consultants on the online events, and I was like, guys and girls, give me your roast potato ideas. I had everything from adding lemon and thyme to them, all sorts of... Yeah, I think the only thing that's going to stop you is your imagination, and it's how you want the potato to taste, so adding flavour in. And I think this is a really great base, and you could then go and add... Imagine adding some curry powder or some paprika or something like that. Really could take on their own life.
Yeah. Salt. I think I like a good salty potato.
I do. I've got pink Himalayan salt that I like to...
Ooh,
well,
that's the posh stuff. Now that's
got it in a garden
centre.
Yes, I did get it as a gift, a salt grinder in the tub. Yeah, again, thinking about those things at Christmas time that are going to you know, really enhance your cooking, stuff like that's a good one.
Right, so if you've got a Secret Santa coming up with your Slimming World friends,
yes,
what could you get? You could get them a Marmite.
You could get them some potatoes.
A fried eye and a bag of new potatoes.
Do you know, if someone came round my house with the ingredients for roast potatoes, I would give them the biggest hug, wouldn't you?
Or consultants could put this...
This would be my...
...recipe for their raffle this week.
Yep. Have you read my mind? Guys, if you're watching, you've got this for raffle this week.
Right, okay. Well, this is always great to just have fun. We're here in my kitchen and we're having a bit of silliness. Over the next few weeks, actually, we're going to come back to my kitchen and we're going to continue filming some more YouTube podcasts, actually. We'll be talking about real food, real results, real support. So do make sure, if you haven't already, that you subscribe to the YouTube channel for Slimming World. Where you can see all the notifications. There's all various things, isn't there, of new recipes, new cook-along videos, success stories, information about the latest woman of the year. Oh, gosh.
It's a great hive of activity, the YouTube channel. If you want some inspiration, whether it's cooking or real-life stories, definitely get watching.
Yeah. And we're here.
Yes, we're here too. With potatoes, what more could you want from your day?
Right, you can see some photos of what we've been up to behind the scenes and, our matching outfits. Do come and check out our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. And I'm going to just
goodbye.
Take this one and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye for now.